This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new Missouri law that relates to child care. Senate Bill 683 was pre-filed on December 1st, first read on the floor of the Missouri Senate on January 5th, heard by the Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, Veterans, and Military Affairs Committee on January 26th, first discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate on April 12th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on April 20th, truly agreed to and finally passed on May 13th, and signed into law on June 30th. Senator Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina is the sponsor.
The problem that we ran into last year, maybe even the year before that, we had Nathan's Law, and as a result of that, some of our licensed in-home daycares, it kind of knocked them out of the daycare business because maybe they were keeping a child or like a grandchild or two. So when Nathan's Law passed, that created a situation where some of them could no longer keep as many children.
She adds she made a similar attempt to change existing state law last year.
It's important to remember that this is for licensed facilities only. When we passed Nathan's Law, we did have a lot of complaints, both in our district and other outside of our district, where people were having problems keeping their daycares open because of the way we counted children.
When this proposal went to the full Missouri Senate, there were a couple of attempts made to add amendments. Senator Carla May of St. Louis wanted to add to the legislation.
We also did the resolution on the floor. Basically, what this does is provide in the curriculum, in the health class or science class, in the curriculum, in the secondary education, it just provides that they add mental health to that in order to get students familiar with mental health because of suicide rates and things like that are increasing, and we want to remove the stigma of mental health.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur also wanted to make a correction to existing state law.
That will give people related by blood and affinity, by consanguinity and affinity, first opportunity to become the custodial parents of a child who is have determined for him or her where she or he should go.
In the end, neither of these amendments would be added to the original bill. In addition, the new law changes the age range of neighborhood youth development programs from 6 to 17 to 5 to 18. The new law also searches for additional relatives when looking for a child's grandparents if emergency placement of a child is deemed necessary. Finally, whenever a court determines foster home placement with a child's relative is appropriate, the Children's Division now completes a diligent search to locate and notify the child's grandparents, adult siblings, parents of siblings, and all other relatives of the child's possible placement. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.